Nedarim chapter 10, Mishnah 3, Nidra v'hi arusa. If she made a vow while she was betrothed, so she's a Naira, she makes a vow, and she's betrothed, so same case as the last two Mishnahs. But now, Niskai Shabur b'yom, she gets divorced on that day from the guy she was betrothed to. She goes and gets divorced from him. And then, Nis'ar Shabur b'yom, on the very same day, so everything's happening on the one day, she goes and gets engaged again. So it's another one. So she's a Naira, she's between 12 and a half, she's already engaged to a particular man, she makes a vow. Then she gets divorced from that man and she gets engaged to another man. And says the Mishnah, Fidu Lameya, even if she does this 100 times on that day, divorced, engaged the whole day. Avio Bala Ha Achron Mefari Nadaria, so her father and the last betrothed guy, that's the guy, together they can annul her vow. And obviously the chiddush, the novelty over here, is that at the time she made the vow, she wasn't engaged to that last guy. But because she was engaged to someone at the time she made the vow, so the father and the last husband can combine together to annul her vow. And Zerklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, Kol shilo yitzas l'rishus atzma sha'achas. Since she didn't go out of her own authority for even 1 hour, meaning even when she got divorced, she was still in her father's authority, and then she got re-engaged again. So at no time, and she's always between 12 and a half, at no time was she completely in her own, you know, under her own authority. It says the Mishnah, Aviyu Bala Achron Mefer Nedareh, father and her last betrothed husband can revoke her vows.